She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for listening and joining in at the show. I'm excited to be here, and I'm so excited to have back one of my favorite guests. They're all favorites, but really, Daryl Bosshart, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Dr. Holly.
Yeah, it's great. So last time you were on, we were talking about clay, and I remember it was like one of the first books that I ever had as far as natural health, Our Earth's Cure, correct?
That's the one by that Dr. Raymond Beckstreet.
Yes, and you sent it to me, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. In fact, it's reinvigorated me in just using clay and more getting back to the earth and getting back to really fundamental healing properties. But today we're going to talk about something else that we can find in our lovely earth: salt.
Yeah, salt is one of those minerals that's fun to talk about because, you know, many people have heard how bad it's for them, but yet there's so many ways to use salt, and salt's actually essential for life.
That's right. And so I love, these are the topics that I love to take up the most, because I think when at the end of this segment, people are going to really understand that, hey, salt isn't really that bad for them, is it?
No, not at all. In fact, if you ever went into the hospital for anything, and you know, as a doctor yourself, the first thing you're going to do if you're in there for very long is you're going to get an IV of saline solution, which is salt water. And so you really can't overdose on saline as long as you have a catheter hooked up to you, because the saline actually balances the body, and the salt in the saline solution balances the body, where, you know, sometimes, you know, processed foods and foods that are heavy in fats and salts and things like that, you know, that is a problem. But natural salt is not the problem that we have maybe heard it was.
I completely agree. Now, let's talk about, because you and I, we sort of teased this last time, salt baths and salt purges. I want to understand, because I know you have this amazing company, and tell me, what do you think? Is taking a bath, especially using salt, better than showering?
Well, if you're in a hurry, there's definitely a place for a shower. As far as detoxing, the bath really is able to open up the skin more. And this is kind of why, if you think back to the time in our lives when our skin was the healthiest and our cells were going the fastest and we were the cleanest bodies we ever were, it's when we were in the womb before we're born and we're floating in a body of salt water. And so your skin knows how to detox with salt. And native cultures knew this, and they would make trips to mineral springs and hot pots and even to the ocean coast to ritualistically bathe in the salt water and use the salt water for cleansing purposes, but yet so many of us don't have the luxury of living right next to the ocean, or we might live next to a body of water that, like the Hudson or the San Francisco Bay, that you may not want to go and bathe in very often.
Right.
And so you can bring the benefits of a salt bath into your own home. Instead of having to go into Yellowstone, to these mineral springs, or you can do it in your own home.
That is amazing. And people do. You know, I was talking to somebody who actually was, she hikes around certain areas, and she was actually looking for hikes that would lead her to these mineral salt baths. But you can do this in your own home. What are the benefits of taking a salt bath?
There's several, actually. So the first is, there, in terms of salt bath, there's kind of really three things that you're going to do. And so first off is you've just got temperature therapy, because most people don't want to take a cold salt bath. So by having a hot bath, you get temperature therapy, which is very relaxing. It increases circulation. So you get some benefits just by being in the hot water. Now, by adding the salt in there, then we start talking about minerals. And if you talk about a natural salt that's rich in calcium, potassium, magnesium, sodium, the skin actually, through a process that we call diffusion, can absorb or draw minerals into the skin. And so if you're low on magnesium, taking a salt bath that has magnesium in it can draw that in. Very relaxing, helps with sleep and all kinds of things. And then through the process of osmosis, it increases moisture, because osmosis will bring in the moisture into the skin, where diffusion will bring in the minerals. And so there is benefits of the minerals in the bath water. And then the most important, or maybe the reason that most people turn to salt baths, outside of maybe my back is tired and my legs are sore, or maybe I went and ran a marathon and I'm all kind of tense, and between the temperature therapy and the minerals, that is all great. But then we get to this idea of detox and cleansing. And so salt and bathing in salt water through ionization can really detoxify the skin. So similar to running, when you're in salt water, your skin opens up and it's almost like you're in a sauna. And so the salt helps open the pores and get rid of that junk. You know, anything in our body that's a toxin, we have to get rid of through an organ. And so it's got to come through our skin or through urination or defecation or our skin. So we need to clean those pores and clean that garbage in our bodies. And the skin being the largest organ, a salt bath is a great way to do that.
I love it. And, you know, and it's so passive. I mean, people go through these, you know, I always say something about a detox that it's kind of like forgiveness. You're not going to really like it until it's over. But this is such a nice sort of passive thing that you can do. Now, I know that a lot of folks have heard about Epsom salt, perhaps. What kind of salt do you recommend people take salt baths with? And what do you prescribe? How much water, how long should they sit in this bath, and how often should they do it?
Well, I try to take a salt bath at least once a week, and that kind of sounds a lot to some people. For me, if I'm not going out and running in the morning or doing a cardio workout where I'm sweating, I will try to do a salt bath in place of it, because I think it's good for the body to go through a really good sweat every day. And so if you don't have a chance to work out, or maybe you're tired from a previous workout, doing a salt bath will give you that sweat. Now, there are a lot of opinions on how much salt to put in the water. I will usually put a minimum of 2 cups of salt. And then if you want to add some essential oils, you can. I particularly like a little bit of lavender. Find it very relaxing. So I'll put about 3 drops of the lavender essential oil with the salt. If you're going to add essential oils to your salt bath, you want to add the oil to the salt first and then add the salt to the water. And so a 2 cup of salt for a normal tub, I think, is a good amount. If you put a half a cup, you'd be fine. But some of your salt, experts would say that if you really want to get the full benefit of the detox bath, you can go up to about 1% salinity, which would be about 1.5 ounces of salt per gallon. So this would be like 2.5 pounds of salt in a normal bathtub, and that would give you the salt that's the same, about like saline solution, about like your body. That can be as detoxifying as about a 3-day fast if you do that right.
Nice. Now, is this a salt purge? Like, because I want to talk to you about what a salt purge is, and how is that one? How's that done?
Yeah, so the salt bath is different. The salt purge, this is when it's attached to a lot of diets, and or not diets, but cleanse programs. And so the salt purge will actually clean the bowels kind of from top to bottom. And we don't recommend this, you know, visit with a doctor or your natural, you know, health professional. But basically what you do is you mix 2 teaspoons of salt in a quart of water, warm water, you mix that up, and you drink that whole quart of water within about 5 minutes, and that salt water is the same density of the solutions in your body, so it doesn't get absorbed. It just flushes the entire system.
Nice. All right. Well, now, Daryl, you are just a wealth of information, and people can find out more about you and great salts at redmondtradingcompany.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. We've got a salt bath there. We've got some nice bulk bath salts. We've also got a lot of information on just natural salt and how to incorporate it into your life.
Yeah, because salt, I mean, it's such an amazing thing. I have one more question for you. Now, these trace minerals you talked about when we get into the bath, people can absorb those into their bodies. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the process of diffusion. And the big one when we're talking about salt is the sodium, which is good for the body, and that's why your skin feels nice after you went swimming in the ocean. And then magnesium is really important, too. We've got a fun new product that is the natural salt from real salt with added magnesium. Really cool product that's just coming out.
Wow. And is that mostly used for the tub, or can you ingest that as well?
No, that's mostly for the tub. The ingesting salt, the sodium and chloride, is what you want to eat. With the other natural trace minerals, the potassium chloride-based salts and the magnesium chloride-based salts aren't as ideal for eating, just more for bathing.
It's such a great distinction. Daryl, I got to tell you, thank you so much. I'm enjoying your products from Redmond Trading Company so much, on my face, in my bath, in my food. I really, really appreciate it. This is Dr. Holly Lucille. You're on Radio MD. You can check us out on Twitter or Facebook at Your Radio MD. I really appreciate you listening, and please stay tuned.